Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you on this Tuesday morning. Still talking Pottawatomie County here with County Manager Robert Reese and Stephen Metcher, the Assistant Planner for the county, and talking about the comprehensive plan that the county is looking at that's ready to present to the public. I guess real quick, just remind us when that presentation is.
Really, this is the input stage, so we don't have any document to present to the public yet. But Tuesday, March the 6th at 6 p.m. At the Westmoreland Elementary School gym, the consultant and staff are going to be there to really get the public's input on what their views of the county are and where they think the county should go in the next 20 years. And so that's a huge piece of this process, as we talked about earlier. So
when it comes to comprehensive plans, and you know, cities do them, counties do them, it's a common thing in, mm-hmm. in government at a lot of different levels. How does a comprehensive plan kind of coincide with budget plans? I have to imagine it's a meeting of those two ideas. You can't have one without the other.
Well, you're absolutely correct. As we go through this plan and through the implementation of the plan, and mm-hmm. it begins to evolve in actuality, that's truly when we begin that process of that, if you will, capital planning for that. If it stems from growth or whatever the case may be, so whether that is road or infrastructure or other infrastructure improvement, then we begin that process of being a part of initiating that through the budgeting process. But really, it's identified specifically within this document that mm-hmm. they'll be working on, and this is probably a year. Worth of work that's probably going to happen on
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I think the consultant initially gave us a timeline of 18 months to do both a comprehensive plan for the county and a neighborhood plan for that Blue Township area. Yeah. So, it's a long process, and it's going to identify projects that need to be – that the plan identifies that need to be done. And where that budgeting comes in is prioritizing those projects through what we have funding-wise. So, mm-hmm. yeah, they very much go hand in hand.
I know it's still early, but as far as some of those projects that this plan may be looking at, is there anything you could share with us on that as far as any specifics, or is it still a little early?
Well, you know, one of the things, if I may just jump in on this, mm-hmm. is that one of the things that it'll look at is our current infrastructure and then our current needs. And then it'll begin the process of identifying the growth and then what those needs will be related to the growth. So one of the big pieces within the budgeting process is very specifically identifying that infrastructure need that we need right now. And for the most part, we rely upon the 93 document, and what we know, especially through Stephen's office that he works in, is in terms of what kind of things are going on in the county, and so then if it has to do that, whether we expand a sewer line or improve a road, we'll begin that process then of developing a financial plan to do that.
Yeah, one of the things that we asked the consultant to specifically look at was ways to better fund infrastructure expansion and maintenance throughout the county, because you know, as Robert alluded to, we've gotten to the point where making sure that we have a good process for funding new infrastructure and maintaining existing infrastructure is a huge thing for the county going forward. And so that's one of the things we asked them to look at specifically.
And maintenance is one of those things people forget about. There's a cost of maintenance too.
Absolutely.
We do have a phone call. Caller, you're on In Focus. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Hope I don't lose you. I'm going down the hill here on the scenic and switch tires. I'll call back if it happens. Anyway, question is, did I hear by the grapevine that they've made a decision to, in the very near future, six-lane 24 from Manhattan at some point in Manhattan to Waumega. Is that a fact? And then I have a follow-up question to your answer.
Well, that's actually not a fact. I know that is one of the options they are looking at, and that's one of the options that they're really anticipating, whether that's a 5, 10, 15-year view. I don't know at this point, but I think that is one of the preferred option. And I don't know where that six lane would begin, whether it's out at Lake Elbow Road or Green Valley, Excel. I don't know.
Okay. Now, the follow-up then. you're talking about preserving land and farmland. That bridge is really expensive to go across the Blue River over there on Bar Lap, which makes not a lot of sense because you tear up a lot of land. Now, people's value of their land goes up, which that's great for the landowners. However, if you make that six-lane, that should take care of the problem. The bridges were made wide enough to make it six-lane, which was forward-thinking. And if you tear up all that land, it's doing exactly opposite of what you just stated earlier. We want to preserve the farmland, preserve the outside, and limit the sprawl. You know, we need to start building up instead of out. So I think you got a good plan there with that six-lane, and I think I would vote for that, put it to the vote. The people are going to have to pay for it. I think they'd probably vote for it, be less expensive, and maybe it should have been done in the first place, but it wasn't. And so we have to look to the future, and you're talking 20, 25 years out. I think it's a good plan. And thank you for the job you do, and as county manager up there, I've known you for years, and you've always done a good job. You've always been straight up and honest. Thank you.
Right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for that call. And you know, the caller brings up a good point. Really, there's any focus of discussion when it comes to Pottawatomie County that we've seen, especially lately, is Highway 24, especially around the Flush Road area, and when there's been a lot of accidents. And we stress to people all the time that a lot of people just think that Pottawatomie County has the only power to fix that situation, but that is a state road.
State highway, correct.
State highway, and mm-hmm. You know, they have ultimate jurisdiction over a lot of that, so there's a lot of hoops to go through and a lot of avenues and mechanisms when it comes to any sort of change over there. But when it comes back to this comprehensive plan, is that kind of an identified area or maybe an identified area?
Well, you know, a lot of times KDOT and other agencies look at jurisdictions planning that they've done in the past to sort of identify projects, needs that those jurisdictions have. Roads is obviously going to be a key piece of this comprehensive plan. I'm not sure, you know, like we talked about, I'm, you know, 24 highways is a state highway. How much control the county has over it is really very little, but including it in this planning process is a really important piece of that. So, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing I would add to that is that, you know, various jurisdictions has various comprehensive plans, and as you're aware, we went through a 24 corridor plan years ago, and that's one of those items that we're still working on. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of the things that are done within the office that Stephen works in terms of the plat review and the development that goes on, we in essence understand that we add to some of the necessity for those improvements along 24 Highway. Going back to the 24 corridor plan, we identify specific areas that we can partner with the state of Kansas, mm-hmm. to make improvements, and one of them is the Green Valley and 24 highway intersection that will be going through an improvement process beginning later on this year in terms of the planning aspect of it, and then later next year through a construction process. So that will greatly enhance the safety factor within that intersection. You mentioned Flush intersection. That's one that we recently had a town hall meeting in St. George on that we received some very good input, and we had representatives from KDOT as well there to listen to those things. So they understand that there's a need out there. We do too. We try and work for some short-term solutions so we can mitigate some of the issues, but really try and focus on the long range, especially as the growth continues along the corridor. Mm-hmm. But that also plays into this comprehensive plan as well. So it's kind of there's a lot of linkage between those plans.
Yes, yes, yes.
And all things considered, we'll be going into that, to the county's comprehensive plan as well.
Yeah, very much so. And when it's all said and done, the corridor plan is going to need to be updated. All the other, you know, the Manhattan Urban Area Comp Plan will probably need to be adjusted somehow. All these things are going to be spurred once the comp plan is complete. So as Robert said, it all very much ties together.
Especially when going back to Flush Road with the Rock Creek School District and, sure. and their expansions mm-hmm. over there, and they're you're going to have more traffic over there. Just more traffic overall. It's kind of one of it's a good problem and a bad problem in a lot of ways.
It is, and it's not a unique problem necessarily. It's just unique to us. We've not had to deal with that, and there's a lot of good examples on how to mitigate that throughout the state of Kansas, and so we try and utilize that information and do the best we can with that.
And if there's any peace of mind for folks and some of our listeners, I'm sure that at the very least, it seems like everybody's getting on the same page, and you talked about that linkage of partnerships with agencies, KDOT's aware of the Flush 24 thing. They like you said, they've had a lot of their representatives come and talk to folks, and so at the very least, that is how things get going. It's
correct.
When everybody just starts getting on the same page. You got to start from somewhere, and that seems like that's where things are at.
Yep.
Well, anything else before we let you go?
Just to reiterate that Tuesday, March the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Westmoreland Elementary School gym, there's going to be a town hall with the consultant, and I hope everybody who's listening who lives in the county can make it and hear your input. So thank you.
All right. Very good. Thanks so much. Pottawatomie County Manager Robert Reese and Stephen Metzger, the Assistant Planner for the county. Thanks for coming in. More In Focus coming up after the break.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service.